And a big aloha. Welcome to Talk Story, the longest running talk show on Maui. Someone edited it up. I think it's at like, I don't know, over 10,500 shows in the 29 years I've been doing this. And it's like, wow. But that's just this show. I mean, it's like 40,000 shows. So I'm Cindy Palos, and I love doing this show. Had a chance to talk to a lot of people over the years. First of all, Melikalika Maka, and I have a really interesting guest here today. I'm very excited about it. Mary from the Cannabis Conference is here. It's Mary Bailey.
It is Mary Bailey.
And you came in, I think I got referred to you by Scott Johnson.
Sure did.
Who I just love. He, you know, he always is on all these things that are going on. And he said, well, you got to really check this out. And I went, okay, what's a cannabis conference? And you came in and you really educated me, Mary.
Thank you.
I didn't really know. You know, sometimes here on the island, we're out of touch with what's really happening on the mainland. And then you came in and started telling me about what's going on. In fact, you just came from a cannabis conference in Las Vegas. How many people went to that one?
18,000 people were at the Las Vegas MJ Biz Cannabis Conference.
18,000. I mean, that's mind-boggling.
It's absolutely.
Mind-boggling.
It was massive.
There's these cannabis conferences happening across the country. Now, what's the basis and why are people holding cannabis conferences?
Well, there's all kinds of different cannabis conferences. Lately, I've been going to cannabis business conferences, but there's also other kinds of cannabis conferences. The one that I'm hosting here on Maui is strictly to educate the public and create cannabis awareness. People should be having a little bit more information on the health benefits of cannabis. And I want people to learn about hemp and how hemp can remediate our soil and make our soil healthy again after dealing with all of these, the sugarcane fields for years and years. If we plant hemp in those fields, the soil can be used again in the future.
That's so, so, so important. The biggest problem here is that people really have a misconception about what cannabis is. I mean, there is such a negative connotation for some reason that
it's
has
true.
Grown up around this.
It's
when you
true.
Say cannabis conference, what's the first thing that people think?
I think people think it's a weed party.
Yeah, exactly.
Which it isn't.
Exactly.
It isn't. What it is it's really a place to come and learn about the medical benefits of cannabis. But cannabis is three different aspects to it. Cannabis is marijuana, mm-hmm. but cannabis is also counts CBDs, which has no CBDs are the parts of cannabis that can help to heal cancer, but they have no psychoactive benefits. They don't make you high. Mm-hmm. They're actually just good for your body. They don't change your mind at all. And then cannabis also covers hemp, which also has no psychoactive benefits, but is such an amazing plant that you can use to make clothing, paper, all kinds of goods. It's pretty incredible.
So when you go to these business-oriented cannabis conferences, are you blown away by the amount of money involved in them?
The backing? It is insane, the amount of money in this industry. It's crazy. I think it's up to what in each state it differs. I want to say in Colorado it's up to like a $6 billion industry.
$6 billion?
Oh, yeah. And it has been projected that even in Hawaii, within the next 5 years or so, things are going to be taking off and exploding. And even in Hawaii, the cannabis industry can get up to about $5 or $6 billion.
Wow. I really never, ever would have thought of that. I mean, that blows my mind.
It is mind blowing. And that's one of the other reasons that I am hosting this event on Maui, is for our residents to start thinking a little bit more outside the box.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of potential for Hawaii residents to create our own cannabis companies.
Absolutely. Well, you're going to be doing the first ever Maui Cannabis Conference on January 6th and 7th. And you know what? That's just a month away.
It is. This is the final month. It's a really exciting time. We've got new developments happening all the time. Every day I get calls from more amazing people that want to get involved and want to do other fun things at the event.
Well, the hardest thing is that, you know, we're all focused right now on Christmas. And and try as we might to look forward, you know, it seems like January is so far away because it's next year, but it is just a month away. And you have done a lot of work on this. You've been working hard on this event, and you booked the beautiful Hyatt Regency.
It's such a gorgeous venue. I am thrilled to host the event there. The gardens are just incredible.
I love the gardens,
Ballroom is so beautiful. And it's whale season, so I'm really excited that there are going to be whales jumping right outside my event.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to be doing. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to this Maui Cannabis Conference. It's a two-day conference on January 6th and 7th, that's a Saturday and Sunday. We'll be doing a pair of tickets in the beginning here, and we'll be doing a pair of tickets towards the end of the show. But I do want to let people know this is going to be an amazing gathering of speakers, all kinds of great panels, very educational, and it will really change what you know and think about how cannabis can help you.
But don't worry, it's going to be fun, too.
And it's going to be fun, too. So right now, starting at the beginning, without us even going into the whole information part, if you would like to go to the first ever Maui Cannabis Conference happening January 6th and 7th, now this is for two people. It's a pair of tickets, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's for one day, right?
These are actually all-access tickets.
Oh, these are all-access tickets.
These are worth $75.
Wow.
This gets you access.
So the two tickets is $150 mm-hmm. value.
Absolutely.
What do these tickets do?
This gets you entrance to both days of the event, which the daytime event goes from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This also gets you access to the VIP party. Now, the VIP party is worth $50. It's featuring music by DJ Sweet Beats, Vince Herman from Leftover Salmon, and the amazing hip-hop artist The Grouch from Living Legends.
Wow. Okay, so if you want those tickets, see, look, someone's already calling. Call 244-9533. You were supposed to wait, people, until I told you to call. Call right now, 244-9533. And if you want, this is $150, two $75 tickets, all access tickets to the first ever Maui Cannabis Conference on January 6th and 7th. We'll be doing another pair towards the end of the show. Now, we're going to get educational here. Yes, it is fun. But what is amazing is how people have found more and more and more. Now, I have friends that have had cancer. I have a friend that had a brain tumor. And she was in pretty serious shape. And she read up, you know, she became her own doctor. She really read up about what cannabis can do. She started taking cannabis for her brain tumor, and it shrunk down to almost nothing. And, you know, she completely swears it was the cannabis that actually helped her.
It is an absolutely incredible plant medicine that has a myriad of uses for not just cancer. It also helps people with epilepsy. It has helped children who have really severe autism. It is so helpful, and I'm just so thrilled that the information is getting out there to the masses that there are alternative therapies. It's actually a really amazing tool for people who deal with opiate addictions as well.
I didn't know that.
Pain management. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a really terrible opiate epidemic going on across America. Of course, the rest of the world as well. But people have now realized that they can really use cannabis to deal with pain management, and they don't have to just simply depend on opiates.
Mm-hmm. This is so important for people to be aware of. You know, it is sad, but that people think if it's a pill and it's prescribed, it's safe. And that's part of the reason that I think it became such a terrible epidemic and killed so many people, because people assumed that since it was a doctor-prescribed drug, that it was safe. And they were very freely prescribing
a little opiates. Too freely, a in my opinion.
Absolutely. And so here we have this problem. And if indeed, as you say, people and doctors could prescribe, and they still, by the way, they can prescribe here. I know of a couple of doctors here on Maui that do and can prescribe cannabis as a pain relief. And you can actually get your card. It just happened this year. I know my friend Terry Gorman is working with Maui Grown Therapies. And you can indeed, if you have a doctor prescription, and it goes through the health department, and it gets cleared, you can indeed now use cannabis to relieve pain.
Absolutely. Terry Gorman is an amazing woman. She's actually a speaker at my event, mm-hmm. and she will be helping to spread some knowledge about her dispensary. But yes, you can get a license to be able to obtain medical cannabis. And the really amazing thing about going through the dispensary is that it ensures that all of this medicine, all these flowers, mm-hmm. have been tested to make sure there's no chemicals, mm-hmm. there's no mold, and anything that could potentially be harmful.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very important.
Make sure that you're getting quality product.
Absolutely, and they have a couple choices as to the way you can use it, and whether it's oils or whether it's different mm-hmm. varieties.
Definitely.
There's different ways to use it, which is very, very important. Well, we have to remember, this is a brand new thing. This is this year. I mean, so this has all been, there's been a lot of work going on. There's been a lot of work behind the scenes for years, but now it's all happening, and there are a lot of procedures, and there was a lot of red tape to be taken care of to get it to this point.
Absolutely.
Years of work.
Tons of red tape.
Yeah, and years of work. Mm-hmm. So it's just starting, but there's just really a couple, and I think that the other is still going through some of the red tape to get it. I only know, is there two places you can get it, or just Maui Grown Therapies?
There are actually two dispensaries on Maui. Mm-hmm. Pono Life Sciences also recently opened, and then there's two open dispensaries on Oahu. But there will be several others. I know the dispensary on Kauai will be opening up around February. And then pretty sure there are two other dispensaries that will be opening up on the Big Island.
What doctors do you know of that do it, that people can contact if they want to see if they can, if they qualify to get? Do you know the name?
I know that upcountry you can visit Dr. Mastriani.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple others. If you want more information on what doctors mm-hmm. do this and can give you a medical card, you can visit the website for the Hawaii Medical Cannabis Coalition.
Hawaii Cannabis Coalition.
Yes. And I've been working with Wendy Gibson from that agency, and they've been so helpful getting this quality plant medicine to the masses.
What other health aspects are there in cannabis that we should be aware of? Because, I mean, it's more, I mean, we do know that it's used for cancer. Mm-hmm. We do know also that, I mean, I know Willie Kay came out on stage and a couple of times at performances, and he came out and talked about how he used the hemp oil and used the oil for his gout. And mm-hmm. he swears it actually took away and where he couldn't walk at all.
Absolutely. Chronic pain. It definitely helps those that deal with chronic pain. Glaucoma, of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, maybe you say, mm-hmm. of course, but people may not have known about glaucoma.
Yeah, glaucoma, absolutely. Epilepsy. Anybody who is dealing with, say, people are getting heavy treatment for cancer and they're dealing with a lot of nausea. This can definitely help settle their bellies, and so they can eat again.
I have heard also that fibromyalgia.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it can be very painful, and it can even help with sleep issues.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And here's another situation that happens with sleep. You can easily get addicted to sleep pills.
Definitely.
Some of the sleep pills that the doctors, again, freely will give you if you say you're having problems sleeping can be extremely addictive and dangerous to the point where sometimes you can be sleepwalking and even driving. Well, look at Tiger Woods, but, you know, out in the car and not even aware that you are doing it because you're on these pills. It affects everyone different ways. But I think it's actually revolutionary. And we're saying revolutionary because people have known about it for so many years. But now that people are really able to prove and are able to say and talk about it freely, if we can get past the stigma that was created, partly maybe by some of the big pharmaceuticals that see it as a threat.
Yes, they definitely make things a little bit harder. And we actually have to be careful because now that cannabis is getting more well-known in the public eye, those companies are going to come back and try to switch things up a little bit again.
I do believe that.
Definitely.
No, I absolutely believe it. And I think a lot of people had problems if they do want to use it for medical purposes. with people maybe looking at them like someone who's just, well, you're just doing it because you want to get stoned. And that's a problem. People are using it for pain relief or cancer relief, or issues where they really need it.
That's the stigma. That's the stigma, and that's part of my focus, is to change that stigma. People who use cannabis are also still extremely productive. They're extremely intelligent people, and they still get stuff done. And it does help with medical benefits. It's incredible. It's an incredible tool.
Now, you started to say something at the beginning. I don't know much about this. And if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Mary Bailey. She's putting on the first ever cannabis conference, a Maui Cannabis Conference. It's going to happen in a month, January 6th and 7th, happening at the beautiful Hyatt Regency. It's going to be a beautiful event. I mean, and on top of that, there's a VIP party. The VIP party is happening on, is that Saturday night?
It's Saturday night, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be a special guest and music. And
I'm actually really excited. We've got the Grouch playing music. We've got DJ Sweet Beats, one of my all-time faves. We've got Vince Herman coming from Leftover Salmon. So we've got a little bluegrass. We've got a little hip-hop. We're going across the board. But as well, I'm really excited about the bikini fashion show.
Oh, you got to tell me about this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Super stoked on this one. So we've got a bikini fashion show featuring India Tyre, who has a new line of hemp bikinis.
Have you seen them?
They're gorgeous.
Really?
Absolutely.
What do they look like?
I can't wait to get a set. They're black and white. And, of course, two-piece made out of hemp. And they're just incredible. We've also got bikinis from Aquadelics, which is coming from Jammin' on Maui and Paia. Love their suits. Super high quality. And then Pakaloha suits coming from the West Side.
Pakaloha suits?
Pakaloha.
Pakaloha suits.
Absolutely. So we're really
great.
Excited for the bikini fashion show. And we're also...
Which day is the bikini fashion show?
The bikini fashion show is going to be during the VIP party mm-hmm. on Saturday night, which is going to go from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Are some people going to be staying the night there at the beautiful Hyatt?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've got rooms at the Hyatt. Right now, we did sell out of our group sale rate mm-hmm. rooms, but they still have a couple left. And then there's other resorts throughout Kaanapali that you mm-hmm. can stay at as well.
Yeah, I know there's a pretty good rate at Kaanapali Beach Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Just down the way there.
Definitely.
You can actually walk.
Nice and close.
Yeah, you could walk right down. Now, I know you have some amazing panels happening here as well, and you've been working so hard on this. I've seen over the last month and a half, 2 months since we first talked about this, how hard you've worked. I don't think people could even begin to realize how difficult it is putting something like this on.
It's been, I started off... wanting to help promote cannabis awareness and why. I didn't really have any idea how much work it would really take to put on a large scale event of this nature.
And it's the first one.
It's the first one, which is really exciting. But you know what? It's a labor of love. And I think that it's really, really necessary.
You've probably talked to hundreds of people about this.
Probably talked to thousands
really?
Of people.
Seriously?
I've gone across the country pitching this event and bringing in experts from all over the country. I've attended a conference in San Francisco called the New West Summit, which was incredible.
What was that like?
It was great. I loved it. I loved the New West Summit because not only was it really informational.
No, it was called the what?
It was called the New West Summit.
New West Summit. I hadn't heard about it.
It was great. It was actually took place in Oakland. It was a 2-day event. Oh, actually, you know what? It was a 3-day event. 2 days were closed, and there were only for businesses to attend, so businesses could meet each other and talk about what their products are.
And when you say businesses, mm-hmm. mostly people who are growing and had
different
doctors.
Also, there's certain businesses who also collect data about cannabis and the research and about sales. Different grow lights, soil nutrients. There are so many different facets to what it takes to grow this plant medicine.
But legally.
Legally, right. Absolutely, which is really great that it's mm-hmm. become legal now. It doesn't have to be underground. And it's really exciting for me because I'm sure that we all know people who unfortunately have had to be incarcerated from charges from this plant medicine. And these people who are thrown into jail for marijuana, which is a plant that grows, and is also having medical benefits, are thrown into jail next to people who have much harsher charges, such as, you know, violent acts, theft. They don't really belong together, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And it's come such a long ways from where it was.
Thank goodness.
Even here in Hawaii, and we were we're a little bit slow. How many states now have medical? Do you know how many people?
That's a good question.
We'll have to ask Siri.
I should know the answer. Yeah, we've got to get Siri on this stat.
We just Siri. How many? Because I was saw a chart on it, and it was actually pretty interesting to see which states have now made it legal. Of course, we'll break it into which states have use of marijuana for medical purposes and which states have it as legal. I think that's the easier question, because which states have it legal are only a few still. There's about five, right? I know Colorado. We know Colorado. We know California.
Mm-hmm. And actually, California is switching very soon on the first of the year. They're switching to adult use.
Oh, in Nevada.
Nevada as well as California. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
No, I mean, it's changing rapidly. You know what did it, Mary? I really think this did it. When people saw how much money was coming into Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And how much money. Again, this isn't because all of a sudden people's minds were open. All of a sudden people saw how much money was coming in. And other states went, we want a piece of this, right?
It's so true. And it's the way that I look at it is, and people have their opinions. Some people think that we should just stick to having a medical license mm-hmm. here, or medical use. And then other people think that we should eventually go to recreational use. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think that we could create a lot of funding for our schools, which mm-hmm. we need so bad.
We do.
My daughter goes to haiku school.
Billions of dollars.
And they can't afford to even have music classes or
art
classes. Let
alone having air conditioning in some of the schools.
Yeah, we really need the funding that we could get through recreation.
Not only that, I mean, there are people who decide to go to states that offer it because of that. And it's kind of unnatural if people want to have a vacation in Hawaii to have that available, because there are people that have been thinking that for years anyway.
Absolutely. And, you know, the conversation is starting January 1st here in Hawaii.
Is it?
To talk about, it's called something called reciprocity. And reciprocity is where Hawaii would allow visitors who have medical cards from other states would allow them to use their medical cards here in Hawaii.
Interesting idea. Well, I was wondering about that.
That has huge opportunities for the tourism industry here mm-hmm. in Hawaii. Because if people can come here and they know that they can legally partake in their plant medicines, then, you know, then we can open up cannabis tourism here.
How do we talk about the responsibility of people to, I mean, what we're talking about, this is the infancy stage still of this. This is the first year. And there is a responsibility involved if you are able to get a medical card. And if you are able to use that, you have certain responsibility to not blow it for what can be the future of this, I think, as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the main point is to remember it's time for everybody to be really mindful.
Yeah.
And just, you know what the rules are. And follow them, please. And again, I do have to say, unfortunately, we're not able to have open consumption at this educational event.
Right.
So
it's not.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Maui Cannabis Conference and get stoned.
We talked about this at the beginning.
This is not what
this
it's
isn't a weed party.
No.
It's definitely a place to come and get educated. But as I mentioned, it's going to be fun. I'm actually going to be offering complimentary yoga classes.
Oh, how wonderful. When?
At the event.
When?
Outdoors at the event. I haven't scheduled them yet, so I'm not sure what time, but it'll be posted on our website.
Oh, I love yoga.
And we will be having CBD testing.
Now, what's that?
Complimentary. Now, CBDs are what is the healthy part in cannabis, and it can help just make you a little bit more relaxed, but without changing your headspace at all. So there's no psychoactive effects.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really excited to be hosting some yoga classes, complimentary, and there'll be some other fun surprises for attendees as well.
So this is something that, you know, there's some people that know a lot about this. There's some people that don't know any. There's some people that are desperate because they have been on chemotherapy And they'll do anything they can to try to get over the awful, nasty side effects of chemotherapy, which is really devastating to people.
Extremely devastating.
You know, if you've seen people going through this, the pain, the throwing up, it's just the nausea, the dizziness and things, the side effects. And if you've seen what happens when some of these people are able to do something to alleviate that, I mean, anyone that's gone through that will go, I understand. If you haven't seen it and you don't know about it, then maybe you should find out about it.
Exactly. You know? I really suggest anybody who is dealing with cancer, mm-hmm. or any physicians that feel like they would like to know more and they'd like to really have some more options for their patients, please come and learn from these amazing, life-changing, and very well-educated experts that are coming to Maui to teach us. This is how you educate yourself and how you can help your community members be more comfortable and get the medicine that can really give them some relief.
Now, it was interesting to me because when they first put the licensing up, I remember when it happened about, I don't know if it was January before, where people could apply to actually be dispensers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realized they were actually looking for people who had experience with the growing in that were doctors and had, that kind of thing. There were a lot of people that applied that got turned down. It kind of was surprising when I saw the list of people.
Oh, yeah.
Who got turned down.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really clear when they put it out there that what they were really looking for, I don't think.
There's definitely been a little bit of confusion through the State of Hawaii Health Department,
mm-hmm.
Which, and, even the different county. But I really welcome all of those members of our community to join in and come to my event to learn as well, because really everybody should have this education.
I agree. Well, you've got wonderful panels happening. We've been talking about a half an hour right now, and I'm really happy to have Mary Bailey, who's putting on the first ever Maui Cannabis Conference January 6th and 7th at the Hyatt Regency. It's going to be an educational, fun event happening for 2 days up there. And we thank the sponsors. You do have Maui Time, besides ourselves, as a sponsor. Thank you, Maui Time. I know that I think Tommy Russo is going to be speaking as well.
Tommy,
right?
Russo is going to be a moderator of one of the panels. I'm really happy to have him on board.
Thank you, Tommy. And I know you have other people, Living Aloha, and some let's talk about the cannabis. It's Cannabis TV, right?
Oh, yeah. So
let's
we've
talk
got
about that.
One of the newest exciting developments is The Marijuana Show, which is a TV show that runs through Amazon Prime. It's had 3 seasons of TV shows, and they have 10 million viewers.
Whoa.
So they are coming.
And I never heard of it before.
I know. I'm really excited to host them. They are doing a pitch session and casting call at our event. So the Marijuana Show. What The Marijuana Show is if you've heard of the show Shark Tank, this is the Shark Tank for the cannabis world.
So people come and pitch their product?
People come and pitch their product or their business idea. And if they pass the test, then they can potentially be on season 4 of The Marijuana Show.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really...
With how many viewers?
10 million viewers.
Wow.
This is an incredible opportunity for our community. So as we were talking earlier about the huge amounts of money that's in the cannabis industry.
Huge. Huge.
Huge. We're talking about billions here.
6 billions. Mm-hmm. In Colorado. Yeah.
It's a large amount. So this is an opportunity for Hawaii residents to get in on all of this. So there's going to be 2 days of the event. The first day, the Marijuana Show will be hosting a pitch lesson session. So you can come and learn.
Learn how to pitch your product.
Yeah, how to do it in a really quality way. If you really want to make an impact and do it the right way, this is a great way to come and learn. And then on day 2, they will have another hour on the main stage. And that's when you would actually go for your turn, sign up, and pitch your business or product.
And anyone that signs up can do it.
Anyone can come and do this.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to give people another chance to win these tickets. We've been talking a while now with Mary about the Maui Cannabis Conference, January 6th and 7th. You're very generous in giving away two tickets. These are the VIP all-access
tickets. These are the all-access tickets. This is worth $150 for two tickets.
And it includes the 2 days and the VIP party on Saturday night with the Grouch and others. If you want to call right now, 244-9533, 244-9533. May I say that this is also your chance, if you have a product, to get there and give a chance to pitch it. And you can pitch it to the people who could make it happen to be on this
show. Yeah, from the two women who host the marijuana show on Amazon Prime with 10 million viewers.
How did you get them to come?
Oh, my goodness. Well, like we talked earlier, I have literally been talking to thousands of people about this event over and over. And I have met the most amazing people. And as soon as I start talking to one person, they introduce me to another person, and then I talk to a myriad of other people. Mm-hmm. And so through my different mentors and my new friends in the industry, I have had so many new developments all the time, and this was one of them.
I mean, that's impressive.
It's pretty incredible.
Now, you have a lot of panels going on. Let's go over the list of panels and what you're doing on what days.
Well, there's 8 different panels, mm-hmm. and they range from subjects ranging from the medical benefits, why cannabis makes you feel better, to talk about hemp. There's a panel on legalities, which can describe a little bit about our laws here in Hawaii. And we're really excited. I've also got a really amazing keynote speaker at the event to open up our event, which is Senator Rosalind Baker, who has been monumental in the legislation. She is the whole reason why we have medical use of marijuana in Hawaii.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm thrilled to have her on board.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the speakers we've got Steve Sakala, who is a hemp expert from the Big Island. We've got Andrew D'Angelo, who is the director of Harborside Dispensary, which is one of the largest dispensaries in the country in California. We've got local Maui resident Jason King, who is the author of the Canna Bible. We've got Terry Freitas Gorman from Maui Grown Therapies. We also have another Maui resident, Jason Harris, who's the founder of Jerome Baker Designs. He has been in the cannabis industry since the 90s, and he has a very popular company called Jerome Baker Designs. And
does he use hemp in his designs?
He doesn't use hemp. What he does is he creates bongs and dab rigs and all kinds of other equipment that you would use to partake in this medicine. We also have Steve Rose from the Maui Hemp Institute will be speaking with us. We also have Neil Januja, who is a award-winning cannabis patent attorney, as well as Adam Lustig from Higher Vision Cannabis, among many others. You can check our website for an up-to-date list of all our speakers.
So this is like, okay, I'm getting the idea a little more because people are coming up with ideas. They got to pitch them. Obviously, this is where the patent part comes in. If you come up with a new idea and this really burgeoning, it's going to be growing so big, you should patent it, I guess.
You should definitely patent it. You should trademark your ideas. And we will definitely have people at the event that can kind of consult you a little bit because, you know, this is a big deal. And it's also really new out here for us. It's been happening for a long time in California and Colorado, but Hawaii, it's all fresh.
We have a lot of entrepreneurs, but most all of them really, I don't think, have much thought. The percentage of entrepreneurs we have in self-employed business people is pretty exciting on this island, but I don't know many at all that are thinking of doing this as a business. And you've seen what's happened in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
There's incredible. People that got in on this that are literally millionaires.
The opportunities are overwhelming. And that's another reason why I'm hosting this event, is because I really want to inspire our local entrepreneurs to get back to work and create some new projects, because it's a really exciting time for Hawaii.
You've been talking to thousands of people.
Yeah.
And you're on it. I mean, you understand. You have the vision and you understand what's at stake here. What do you see are the pukas? What are the things people are not taking advantage of that could be? There's actually no cannabis store on Maui, is there? Pure Cannabis about doing these products and selling the whole hemp and doing the...
No, there's not. There's not. Used to have, the hemp store in Paia?
Yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And I really miss it.
Yeah.
But no, we don't have any Purely Cannabis stores here on Maui, and I think that it would be a really good idea for somebody to open up one. There are tons of opportunities, and if something for us all to remember, if Maui residents and Hawaii residents aren't starting these companies and giving people options here in the islands, then that means people from the mainland are going to come here and do it themselves.
You've seen this. And when you said it, it was like, I talked to you a while back and you mentioned that it's like a light bulb went off in my head. It's like, of course, we don't see the opportunities, but anyone that's been in California and Colorado and seen the money made in this.
Oh, yeah.
Know how much money there is to be
made in
this. It's
incredible.
And they will come. They've already got the blueprint of how to do it. And they will come in and they'll clean up because they already know how to do it.
So one thing I can suggest to people who are interested in getting into the cannabis industry, start doing your research. Start looking into what businesses have come about in Colorado and California and think about how you can potentially come up with your own ideas for something along those lines here in Hawaii. Because like I said, if we don't do it, if Maui and Hawaii residents aren't doing these projects here, then other states will come in. And our cost of living is already so high. We really need to try to keep our finances local.
I agree. I remember when it was so new and all the story and all the newspapers and all the news shows were doing stories in Colorado. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When it first
happened?
And they were thinking it was so cool that they could go in and do stories on this. And so they were out there, you know, getting involved. And it was kind of interesting to watch. And what was amazing to me in some of the stories, one that sticks out of my mind from the stories almost a year or 2 years ago, were the warehouses. Where the warehouse is, where I could not believe, I mean, all the storage needed for this and the way they had to protect it and the way they had to store it and the way it needed to be held for people because it was selling so fast. They, in the beginning, remember, they could not keep their product in stock.
It actually happened to us here on Maui.
Really?
At Maui Grown Therapies, they were only allowed to carry flowered product, buds.
And explain why and what that – can you explain to people who don't know how that
because
works?
Because the Department of Health has to give the big okay for any products to be sold. And so at first they only allowed products that were flowers.
Now, what would that – why would you want a flower above?
Well, the one thing about the flowers is you have to smoke them. Whereas there's other products, which are like edibles, where you don't have to smoke it and you can still receive the benefits, or tinctures. But the Department of Health has to okay the process for those products to be tested in labs. There are two laboratories in Hawaii, one called Steep Hills Hawaii, which is based in Honolulu, and one laboratory is here on Maui.
I didn't even know
called
that.
Farm Labs Hawaii. So any products that are sold in these dispensaries has to be tested first. Nothing is sold that hasn't been lab tested and approved, saying that there's no molds, that there's no direct pesticides in these products that can be have negative effects on people's health.
Now, do any of the there's two dispensaries, right? Do they sell food products or they just sell the buds and the tinctures?
You know, that's a really good question. We should definitely check with Terry. Terry Gorman can answer that question for us. I haven't been in there recently to see.
I don't think they have any of the
food. I think that they might have tinctures. I'm not sure if they've gotten their edibles on the shelf yet.
I don't think so.
But it is really important for these dispensaries to be able to carry other options because there's certain patients who cannot smoke and who don't want to start now.
Right, exactly.
And so it's really important for people to have options. And so, you know, there's the option of having vape cartridges where you use a battery source and you're vaping, which is much less harmful to your health than actual smoking.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like the idea of smoking. I mean, it's not good for your throat. And I can't even imagine. And especially people now being so health conscious and you're doing it for your health.
Oh, yeah.
I could see why you wouldn't want to smoke.
It's been a huge issue. I know that the health department finally has allowed these labs to be able to test other products such as edibles and tinctures. And so now it's more available. But before that was allowed, the labs were only allowed to test flowers, bud products. And so unfortunately, Maui Grown Therapies sold out of product during the first week. But that's not an issue anymore. Mm-hmm. They are fully packed and ready for business. So mm-hmm. if you have your State of Hawaii medical card, you should definitely go visit them.
Yeah, and you know what? They'll help you down there if you call. If you don't have a medical card, they'll help you, and you can call them, and they'll kind of tell you and walk you through,
Absolutely.
Think, what you can,
they'll help you with the process. It starts with you having to go online and fill out some paperwork online, and then you go through your doctor, and you make sure that you're a qualifying patient, and then you wait for the process, and your card will be sent to you. It depends on how busy the health department is at the time. It can take anywhere from a couple of days up to a couple of weeks. But your
doctor
can
keep
you posted.
I'm curious. I don't know how many people have. I mean, I guess there's no way they don't tell you how many people have signed up.
I do know how many people.
You do. Well, there you go, Mary.
How many
have signed up for medical cards?
Medical cards have gone out to 20,000 Hawaii residents.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was thinking you're going to say about 3,000 to 5,000.
Oh no. And this is for all the islands.
Well,
but
still
20,000. Yes.
Wow, I was not aware of that.
Absolutely.
So there's probably a need for more doctors and to be able to do this, right?
There's definitely room for more doctors to be prescribing these medical licenses.
Why aren't more doing it if there's only a couple?
That's a really good question. I really don't understand why any doctors wouldn't want to share this plant medicine with people. Who knows? Is it because the pharmaceutical company has come in and enticed them not to?
Wow.
I'm not sure.
I mean, because it doesn't make sense if there's this huge need, 20,000 people, and not maybe one or two.
I know personally, if I was dealing with a very heavy health issue, I would much rather use a plant medicine rather than some synthetic chemical medicine through the pharmaceutical companies. I don't trust them.
Yeah. No, I don't either.
I don't trust them, and I think it's really sad that they've caused such a crazy opiate epidemic in America. It is really, really...
Well, it's beyond opiates. It is
an issue close to my heart. Yeah, the sleeping pills as well.
All you have to do is listening to the evening news and hear all of the sponsors. 95% of them are big drugs because those are the people that most watch the news.
It's
and
true.
And hear the side effects.
It's true.
And the side effects are many times death. If you listen to the side effects description... Side effects could be you could die from this,
I think I'll take a pass on that one.
They are advertising and they're saying side effects or you can die. I listen, of course, to Dennis and Mona, Alive and Well show here, and they will tell you. I think we got a call in. Hello, you're live on the air here. Oh, they hung up. Sorry about that. Well, you can try and call back. I've got this all set to go if you want to call back. I'm sorry if you called and missed the call because I was going to try to get you in there. But Jen, I'll tell you what. If you wish to try, we'll do one last one now because people obviously have been calling on the outside office there and they've been wanting these tickets. I see the light flashing, but I think maybe they were wanting the tickets. But I'll try. I'm going to try this. Aloha, you're live on the air. This is Cindy. Who's calling?
Hi, Cindy. This is JoJo in Wailuku.
Hi, JoJo in Wailuku. How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that I'm getting to turn off my radio.
Yeah, you got to turn that down because you're getting feedback. Yeah, there you go.
You can't think when you get that. I wanted to let you know that the doctors, they have a fee for the cannabis card.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fee for the actual prescription, and then the doctors are afraid of, I believe it's not having insurance, or they can't insure, so the doctor charges you $100 to go through that situation. So this is just an FYI.
That's a very interesting point. So they're worried because of the insurance situation, and they have to charge.
Most doctors are charging $100 above the regular prescription situation and getting the card and whatnot because of they're afraid of not being able to insure their patients, which, as we all know, nobody dies of any kind of pakalolo. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll let you go.
But I appreciate you calling in because it's good information. Thank you. Do you want to go to the Maui Cannabis Conference?
I'd love to, but I that's at the Hyatt. That's in Kaanapali, yeah?
Yeah, it is, on January 6th and 7th.
Yeah, I made notes here on my little tablet. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Oh, there are tickets, though, huh?
Yeah, yep, there are tickets. $20 is all.
Do you need to switch me to somebody else, or would you like to call me back later? Should I call back to get a ticket or something?
You know what? If you call the outer office at 244-9145, and you just call, they'll get you tickets there to go. And the tickets you're going to get are the VIP All Access, which gets you tickets for both day and the VIP party on Saturday night.
243.
No, 244.
Oh, 244.
Just call 244-9145 and Gary will help you get you a pair of tickets to that, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, aloha.
Aloha.
Bye.
Bye. That's interesting. Well, no, that is a factor. And you know, it is interesting because I hadn't thought about that. Had you? About
well,
the insurance?
Absolutely. I should have mentioned that earlier. But usually to get your medical card here in Hawaii, it's usually approximately $175.
Yeah.
Altogether.
And the fee is because? Do you think it's because the doctors are worried about the insurance? Or
I'm sure that's a huge factor.
I had never considered
I'm
that.
I'm sure that's a factor.
I had not considered that. Because if something happens and they could say, well, I got this and it was through a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a factor, which is interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting if you could get some doctors talking about this, maybe out there, to explain why they do and maybe some doctors why they don't. I'd love to hear a panel about why doctors do and why doctors don't engage in wanting to.
It's a really good call.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm kind of curious. You think if they're getting $175 a patient... And you can't use your Kaiser, and you can't use any of your medical providers. This has to be a doctor that isn't under a Kaiser plan or other plans, I believe.
I'm not sure about
that. You
think
it could be?
Yes, absolutely, because Dr. Mastrioni takes all kinds of different insurance.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I've learned something new.
But that doesn't mean, you know, we'd have to ask them in particular, because it might, I don't think it's covered by insurance, but maybe their visit could be covered, but the actual license wouldn't be covered. I can't answer that.
No, there's so much to this, and this is why it's so interesting. We have seen over the last 20 years it go from there's no way, it's impossible. You even talk about this, there's going to be a stigma on you. And you say people were thrown in jail.
Times are changing, thank goodness.
Times are changing rapidly. And again, it's because big money behind this.
And things are going to continue to be changing. So mm-hmm. It really is important to educate yourselves as much as possible. And
do you think this become recreational? Do you think that, where do we stand? Is there a bill coming up? I heard there might be a bill.
Personally, I don't think it's going to happen, turn into recreational for several years.
You think it's going to be several years, huh?
Absolutely.
Is it just because of conservative nature or what?
I know for a fact that Senator Rosalynn Baker does not support the idea of things going recreational, but I'm not fully sure how the other people in charge feel.
Well, that's interesting.
We should ask them.
We definitely should ask them. Yeah. I mean, because again, there's a lot of money involved here.
It could fund many things throughout the islands, including a better education system, which we drastically need.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this, you know, it's interesting because when people were putting it up, they were kind of putting in the same handbasket as whether or not gambling should be legal. You know, it's like, well, should gambling be legal and should marijuana use be legal, right? And it's like, it's not the same thing. Obviously, we have a conservative state here, you know, in nature. And it was a big deal to just get, and I have to commend Roz Baker, if she was really behind this, getting this
into
the stage.
Oh, she was, yeah. Well, there were several other people, but she's been monumental.
I mean, because that was a major, major step, and a lot of people really, truly doubted it, that it could happen.
Yeah.
But then, you know, where does it go from here? And look at the economic impact on that, which is, again, as you have seen behind it. I mean, when you went to the Las Vegas convention and saw 18,000 people coming, just that convention alone, think of the money that it
made.
Absolutely.
And you know what's really exciting is they actually host a really amazing cannabis expo on Oahu.
I didn't know that.
Yes, this is their event takes place in February. It's called the Hawaii Cannabis Expo. I recently met the organizer, who is an absolutely amazing guy, and he said that last year they had about 7,000 people in attendance. It's held at the Blaisdell.
7,000? Really?
7,000 people. I'm pretty sure it's a two-day event, and it, like I said, it's held at the Blaisdell. And this,
and what do they cover in their event?
Theirs is similar. They do have different panels with experts. This year, they actually have Cheech and Chong. You can buy additional tickets to have go to a Cheech and Chong show. But this year, they're expecting between 10 and 15,000 attendees.
That's amazing.
So these events are getting really popular, and it makes me really happy to know that people are trying to educate themselves on the medical benefits
of
cannabis,
CBDs,
how hemp can help us. It's really magical.
There's a huge amount of education involved in this. Huge.
Definitely.
Huge amount of education involved in this. And, I mean, I myself, you know, I've learned most of what I know about it just from talking to you.
assistance. It's an issue close to my heart, and it has been for a long time. And so it makes me feel really good sharing this information with the community that I love so very much.
Well, and I have to, I applaud you because it is, it's a major investment. I've seen how hard you've worked on this. You've worked extremely hard on making this possible. And so I hope people support you because, you know, you're putting everything on the line on this one, truthfully. And again, folks, if you're hearing it, it's only $20 if you want to buy a ticket. It's $20 a day.
It's only $20 a day.
And you can go to what site to find out more?
You can go to MauiCannabisConference.com.
MauiCannabisConference.com.
It's got up-to-date information, and you can also buy tickets on the website at MauiCannabisConference.com.
And you can find out about the VIP party there. You can find out that it's going to have the fashion show, the bikini fashion show.
Oh, yeah.
And have music from the Grouch. And also, who else?
We've got DJ Sweet Beats and Vince Herman from the famous bluegrass band Leftover Salmon.
All right. And there's going to be a mobile clinic there?
Actually, we have found out that mobile clinics are not possible.
Oh, I see. Okay. Red tape?
A little bit of red tape on that one.
Okay, got it. I get it. And it's going from 10 to 6 each day. And if you want, you could see if you could get a night stay there. You might have one or two possibilities. And MauiCannabisConference.com. If people wanted to contact you and they still wanted a booth or something, could they do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they can contact me through the website is the easiest way, which is MauiCannabisConference.com.
And we have about a minute and a half left. Maybe you want to mention some of the booths and people involved.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've got booths from all across the board. Jerome Baker Designs will have a booth. We'll have a booth from Living Aloha Magazine. My friends from Item 9, who are an amazing media company, they're going to be filming the entire event, and they'll be making a small trailer afterwards. I'm really excited to host them from Los Angeles.
And, of course, the people will be there. It'll be nice, probably at the VIP party from the Amazon TV show.
Oh, yeah. The Marijuana Show, which has 10 million viewers, will be hosting a casting call for their season 4. This is the Shark Tank for cannabis.
So put your thinking caps on, folks. Think big. Be imaginative. Think of what people want and need, how you can make money from it. One last pair of tickets?
Gotta pay the bills.
One last pair of tickets to give away?
I would love to give away another
pair of
tickets.
And the tickets will be at names at the door. How are we going to do the tickets?
Yes, the names will be at the door.
Okay.
And you can get them at the registration table at the entrance to my event.
Good to know. Names at the door, folks. And if you want the last pair of tickets, this is $150 value. Two tickets to go to January 6th and 7th at the Maui Cannabis Conference. Call right now to 244-9533. Thank you, Mary. It's been a fascinating hour. I learned a lot, and I wish you the best. I really support you and wish you the best. I know you've worked so, so hard on this, and you've been thinking outside the box. You're a visionary on the subject, and I hope this has a fantastic future.
Oh, and thank you so much for hosting me. It really makes me feel good to be able to share this information with our community that I love so much. So thank you for hosting.
Aloha.
Aloha.